This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Our guest right now just watched the Pirates take 2 of 3 from the Diamondbacks in somewhat shocking fashion. He's one of the greatest MLB insiders of all time. USA Today for many years. You see him on MLB Network all the time, too. I'm talking about the great Bob Nightingale, who's back with us here on The Fan. Bob, you watched Paul Skene's pitch in Phoenix on Wednesday. Just give me some of your thoughts on what it was like seeing him in person.
Yeah, just a so steady. I mean, he wasn't, lighting up the scoreboard with 100-mile-an-hour fastballs, just pitching and kind of doing it methodically, really. It was one of those, I don't want to say a ho-hum performance, but you almost expect it. It wasn't, he hasn't given up more than 6 hits in the start of his career, and, ERA is, 2.03. It just kind of handled business. I know some hard contact and things like that, but it seems so effortless.
Bob, when you look at him this young, this good, you've seen a lot of great pitchers in your time covering the sport. What's his ceiling, in your opinion, based on what you've already seen?
Well, Tony has the ceiling to be a several times Cy Young Award winner. I mean, you look at a guy like Justin Verlander, who dominated those years in Detroit and Houston, and of course Max Scherzer too. Even throw in Clayton Kershaw for the Dodgers. But yeah, if he stays healthy, there's no reason why he can't be one of the 2-3 best pitchers in baseball. Him and Tarik Skubal are certainly probably the two best in the game right now.
Bob, I'm sure you've seen it. A lot of your peers and colleagues have gotten into the mix here on the Skene's trade rumors. Some of them have even talked to executives and GMs about the kind of package the Pirates would get back for Skene's. What are people inside of baseball saying about the Pirates' situation with Skene's and the best way to move forward with him?
Well, I mean, the other 29 GMs all wish that the Pirates would say, you're right, let's move on and grab prospects. But, realistically, he's not going anywhere. You can't move a player like that. I mean, he's not making money, generational talent. What you're getting back is prospects. All you got to do is look at what happened to the Boston Red Sox a couple of years ago when they traded Mookie Betts. Get back 3-4 prospects, and no one's there anymore. I mean, it was just a complete bust. There's so many times where stars are traded, and the prospects they get back never materialize. So I don't think there's any way in the world the Pirates could trade Skene. Not now. Maybe 3-4 years from now, but not now.
If they actually tried to do this now, Bob, would he deserve to fetch the greatest haul of prospects ever? Like, would it be a greater haul than the Juan Soto deal, where the Nationals got 3 very good, potentially major leaguers out of that? Like, what would it even be? Is there a comparable trade in baseball history as far as a return that you would comp Paul Skene's for?
Yeah, it probably really isn't when you think about it. It would have been a greater package, and if Ohtani got traded there by the Angels, and you said Soto being so young, you know, get traded twice with a lot of prospects. But, I just don't see any team, you know, unless you put in some major league stars, you know, be able to put a package together that would even entice, Pirates from not hanging the phone up. I just think it's impossible. You know, plus you're talking about, you know, just a what kind of person he is, he sells tickets, the perfect All-American kid type thing. So I just don't see how it's possible to ever trade a guy like that.
The other part of that would be complicated is I think it seems like Ben Cherington is on pretty tenuous footing, Bob. What, if anything, are you hearing about his job security now that the Pirates have already fired the field manager? What are you hearing about Ben Cherington moving forward?
Yeah, probably get a good sense and, after September in the off season. Let's see how they play and how some of those young guys are developing. Ben's been there for a while now, and those guys have to step up. I know they don't have a much in the farm system. They got the young hitter Bill Luz from Mississippi last year, but there's not much
Griffin,
in the way.
Yep.
Yeah, Griffin. People love him. I think he'll be a superstar, but there's no one else people are raving about in the farm system itself. So we'll see. A lot of times teams will let the GM go through the draft and take it from there. But it's probably going to be a decision that's not made until the off season and see what they want to do.
Bob Nightingale, great MLB insider from USA Today in Phoenix, where he watched the Pirates take 2 out of 3 from the Diamondbacks. Bob, people wonder here if, because Skeens is such a star and MLB wants to promote him and showcase him as one of the faces of baseball, if there might be some behind closed doors pressure put on the Pirates from Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred potentially, to get this team to spend more money and try to win now with Skeens. Could you see a scenario like that happening?
Yeah, I could see the especially the next collective bargaining agreement saying, wait a minute now, we need these teams to start spending money. Put that money, the revenue sharing, back in the team. I think the Pirates made, about $40 million last year, according to different owners that have seen the books and say, it's time to invest in the team and build around a guy like Skeens and that nice young pitching staff. Even I know in spring training, the Cubs guys are saying, man, that rotation's scary what they can do. If they just had a lot of offensive help around it, who knows what would happen. And players talk. I mean, everybody kind of in the game knows that, hey, if you just, get some offense around these guys, they could be dangerous, just like they were, 10 years ago when they were in the wild card game back-to-back years.
Bob, just on the subject of some owners, like what you just said, basically saying, yeah, spend some more money, this is what the profits are. To what extent do you think there's a chance that we actually have real, tangible labor unrest in baseball when the CBA expires?
Well, I think it's certainly a strong possibility. Just, you're hearing about it everywhere you go, whether it's union officials, owners, MLB people, saying it's going to get ugly. People are upset with just a huge disparity between the Yankees and Yankees, Mets, and Dodgers, and everybody else, particularly the Dodgers and Mets. So there's such a disparity too among in revenue as far as the TV contracts. So I know Ron Manfred's talked about teams sharing the TV revenue. I don't know how you get teams like the Yankees and Red Sox and Dodgers to do that. With the big networks they have, but no, I think it will come to a head, and I think it could get ugly, after the 2026 season.
Bob Nightingale, MLB Insider, USA Today. Bob, thank you so much. We'll talk again soon. Appreciate it.
All right, my pleasure. Thank you, guys.
There you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.